Hey, family, and welcome back to Sacred Singleness. I am so glad you're here today. We are stepping into season 3, and I've titled this one, This Season is Personal. Now, listen, this isn't just another catchy title. It's real because this season of singleness, it hits different, and it's the season that can feel long, lonely, and even frustrating at times, but it's also the season where God is doing something so intimate, so specific, and so personal, and not just me, but in you as well. And today, I want us to sit around together and talk about what it really means to walk through singleness, not as a punishment, but as a preparation. We're going to unpack how to stop running from it. And I'm going to get personal. And the reason why I say personal, because this is personal to me. We're going to dive a little bit into my life, right? Into my life, into a little bit of my traumas, a little bit into my personal life. I'm going to invite you in here. It's going to be a little bit vulnerable. A lot of you guys don't know me. Some of you do. So we'll see how this goes. But grab your coffee, get comfy, and let's dive in, because this one, my friend, this one is personal. So what do you do with the frustrations of knowing that you were never the reason your relationships failed, right? Let's start there. Like, it was never you, right? And if, you know, they would have just said sorry, if they would have just been honest, if they would have just been open-minded and just, you know, relate to you the issues that you were having, maybe, I don't know, if they would have done something, said something, you know, you will probably be in a different, you know, season right now, in a different place. And what do you do when you feel like you put like all this effort, right, into this person, and everything you've gotten back from everybody else is everybody else's worst? What do you do with the loneliness, right, with the disappointment, with the dating fatigue? Because who is not tired of dating? I don't know about you. I'm not one to just be out there dating people left and right. But when I do date, it can be fatiguing. It can be exhausting, because you always expect the best, but things sometimes end and you don't know what happened. What do you do when, you know, you thought that your life right now will look different? You will be way ahead, or, you know, in a different area or position in your life. You would have a different, you know, career. You would be maybe married by now, have kids by now, right? Because, you know, you're a good person. I think I'm a good person. And, you know, we try to do the right thing all the time. And, you know, you love God, but is it just not giving? Like, you know, nothing's coming from that, you think, right? What do you do when you feel frustrated by the term single season? Because how do you know that it is just a season, right? How do you know that this is not just God's will for your life? Like, what do you do when you're afraid that God might not grant you the desires of your heart? And what do you do when you're grieving? Like, what do you do with that grief? And I'm going to be honest with you. Like, nobody wants to, you know, continue to hear that, you know, God's going to do it for you when you're not worrying about it. Like, you're I don't know. God's going to do it for you when you least expect it. God is just hiding you right now, you know, for your husband or your wife. Like, that's why nobody's seeing you. He's got you in this waiting season for preparation, right? And we've heard that over and over and over again. Like, come on now, when are we going to wrap it up? But like, what do you do with the helplessness that you feel when you see other people just, you know, disrespecting their marriages, right? And you're like, well, if I was in their position, I would never treat him that way. Like me personally, I wouldn't, you know, mistreat them. I would bless it. I would make them happy. I would treat it like a gift from God, you know? If, you know, he would just give me a chance to experience that. And what do you do when you feel like this thing that you are running towards is literally running away from you? Well, I'm going to tell you something that I did do. I allowed myself to mourn the woman that I was. I allowed myself to mourn the grief. I allowed myself to mourn the relationship. I allowed myself to mourn the person that I was no longer going to be moving forward. I mourned the woman that I thought I'd be by now. And honestly, that's the hardest part, because it feels unfair. And, you know, from someone like myself, who's always been thoughtful of other people and considerate of other people, it's hurtful when you don't get, you know, the breakthroughs that other people are getting. So I had to mourn that. You know, these little quick formulas that this generation is selling you doesn't actually work. You know, and that's why I started this podcast, because, you know, there is no quick fix for the ache. And when I recognize that the ache will keep me chasing, or it not chasing, but well, yeah, it would. It kind of kept me chasing the thing that was hurting me. But I also recognized that the ache would keep chasing me the longer I kept running from it. And so I chose to do the hard thing, which was to stare my fear in the face, to give it a name. Like I've been saying in my past seasons, you got to name the issue. You got to face it, right? To give it a voice and to give it the opportunity to consume. And I put that fear and laid it at God's feet so he can start transforming me. And I kept doing that over and over and over. And every single time I had anxiety, and every single time I had a tear, every single time I cried, every single time I started feeling, you know, sadness, I would come to him in prayer. And in doing that, little by little, he started filling that void. Because, you know, the Bible says we can only serve one God, right? We can't serve two things. We're either ruled by our fear or we're ruled by our faith. But we got to choose one. And the good thing is that, you know, our faith doesn't have to be very big. As you know, we have to have at least, our faith can at least be the size of a mustard seed, right? That's what they say. So it just needs to be real, guys. Your faith needs to be real. And the enemy would love for us to isolate. You know, he would love for us to feel like nobody understands, nobody gets me, you know? So don't let discouragement pull you away, you know? So let me ask you this, like, what do you do with your singleness? I know it's a big question, right? And for some of us, I don't know, it might feel like this never ending waiting room. You know, you're scrolling online, you're going to weddings, you're seeing friends post their new relationships, and you're like, okay, God, what about me? But what if instead of seeing singleness as an empty space, we saw it as a sacred space, right? A space where God is shaping us, healing us, and preparing us for what's ahead. That's what I had to do. Like, what if we stopped treating singleness like a punishment and started seeing it as an opportunity? Once I laid all of my issues and all of my problems at his feet and I surrendered, things started to fall into play. And I know I said the season's going to be very personal, and it is. But I wanted to start this season with some reflection, with some, you know, a little bit of each, you know, personal of mine and also biblical, because, you know, I love to reference to biblical things in the Bible. I don't think I'm going to do so much on this episode in per se, but, you know, we'll see. We'll see what I'm going to do with it. But let's go ahead and talk about the gift in the hard place. Because, you know, I think about how God uses like the desert and wilderness seasons in the Bible. You know, like the Israelites had to wander before they entered the promised land, right? And Jesus himself, right? He went into the wilderness before stepping into ministry. So why do we think our wilderness, our singleness is wasted, guys? You know, this season is personal because God is working on things in us that maybe no one else sees, right? He's confronting our hidden insecurities, teaching us patience. I know he's teaching me patience because, baby, if you know anything about Maddie, I am super impatient, but I've been so patient in this season and I'm starting to embrace the waiting, you know, and he's stripping away the distractions and asking us, will you trust me with this? Now that's personal and that's intimate and that's between you and him and between me and him. But here's the reality. The world puts so much pressure on us. The world does. And pressure to couple up, for example, right? Pressure to prove that we're desirable. Pressure to act like we have it all figured out. But God is not in the business of pressure, guys. You know, he's in the business of preparation. And what feels like a delay is really God saying, I love you too much to let you step into something unprepared. And listen, guys, preparation is love. And God loves you enough to say, let me prune you, let me heal you, let me show you who you are before I add someone else to the story. I'm going to get personal right now. I feel like God did things in my life with people that I have dated, separated me from them because A, I wasn't prepared, or B, they weren't prepared. Now, I know I wasn't prepared in one specific area. And he's working on that with me. And that specific area for me, it's one, it's my mouth. And two, it's my patience. And I mean my mouth because it's not that I'm disrespectful or whatnot, but I'm a very honest and upfront person. I'm very blunt when it comes to things. I don't sugarcoat things. However, I do try to bring it into awareness in a very calm and collective way. But sometimes, you know, I might come off a little bit too strong. Right. And so another thing he had to work on with me was my patience, because I'm very impatient. Like, not that I want things done like right then and there, but I do have expectations when it comes to timing. You know, like, I'm not going to sit here for years and years and years, or months and months and months for something to get done. I'm one of the persons that I think about it and I get it done. And God's like, listen, sit down, chill out, girl. Like, just sit down for a minute. Like, you just need to chill out. But I've also noticed that my partners, you know, that I've had in the past were not prepared. They were not ready in certain areas. And God's not going to give you to someone if you're not completed. And he's not going to give you someone else that's not completed either, because what's going to cause is chaos. Right? So that's why they talk about waiting on God's timing is very, 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 it's perfect, right? Because when the two people come together, then they're going to be prepared. And I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but at least they'll have more of a foundation to work on, right? And so here's my challenge, right? So I want you guys not to waste your singleness. Don't just sit around counting days until you're in a relationship. Like, use it, build that business, travel, grow closer to God, learn yourself and heal yourself, enjoy life. And really the focus is healing, right? I know people jump from relationship to relationships, try to fill a void. Stop. You don't need to date. Okay. If you just got out of a relationship, chill out, like just sit down. Okay, because when you sit there and you start looking and looking and looking and looking for like people, you need to just sit down and work on yourself. And then when you feel like you're prepared and when God tells you to move, then move. But don't sit over here and just jump from relationship to relationship to try to fill a void that only God can fill. Okay. And this season is personal, and not because you're forgotten, but because God has set aside this time to deal with you, right? To love you, to shape you, and to remind you that your worth isn't tied to your relationship status. It's tied to the cross. So what do we do with it, right? All we got to do is live it, guys. We need to embrace it. You know, we need to let it be the sacred season it was assigned to be, because when you finally step into what God has for you, you'll look back and realize this season wasn't wasted. It was personal. So I'm going to go ahead and pray with you guys. Okay. Lord, I thank you for my sisters and my brothers and my single parents listening right now. I thank you that this season of singleness is not empty, but sacred. Help us to see it through your eyes, not with the frustrations, but with faith. Prepare us, heal us, and let us walk boldly in your love, knowing that what you have for us is always worth the wait. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. And that is it for Season 3, Episode 1 of This Season is Personal. And next week, we're diving into another layer of this journey, so don't miss it. But until then, keep walking in your worth and trusting the one who holds your future. Until next time, guys. Bye.
Holidays are upon us, and Arizona State Parks are the perfect place to enjoy the season. Whether exploring the majestic desert southwest or enjoying the changing leaves in the high country, there are incredible experiences waiting to be discovered at an Arizona State Park. Rediscover play in Arizona this winter. Visit azstateparks.com and take a trip through Arizona's beauty. And we'll see you in the parks.
Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize, maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So, do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
It's here, the Omaha Steaks Cyber Sale. We're talking 50% off site-wide and an extra 20% off select packages. There's no better time to shop for everyone on your list. And when you shop omahasteaks.com today, you'll get an additional $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. With Omaha Steaks, you can slay your gift list and send a perfect assortment that everyone will love. USDA certified tender steaks, beefy burgers, premium air chilled chicken, decadent desserts, and so much more. There's something for everyone on your list, and every bite is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't wait. Shop the Cyber Sale now at omahasteaks.com to save 50% site-wide and an extra 20% off select packages. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code HOLIDAYGIFT. Hurry, sale ends December 2nd. Terms apply. See site for details.